If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8, I want to begin reading tonight at verse 9, if God will be our help. The Bible says, "And Nehemiah, which is Tishatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portion of them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for today is holy, neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink, and to send portions to make great mirth, because they understood the words that were declared unto them." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. Joy is our strength. Joy is our strength. As we look at this tonight and we see Nehemiah here, and we preached last Wednesday night, and you're hearing about the people that they came together and the wall was finished, and they begin to gather together. They begin to seek the Word of God and realize and recognize where that help come from, and they start wanting more of what they were getting. And as they begin to want more of what they were getting, praise God, God began to just bless them more and more, and they come together under the reading of the Word of God, and they realize that God was speaking to them personally, amen. Like Brother David was saying a while ago, amen, it's just when God comes down and you realize that this is a personal thing that we have with a holy God. I mean, that's so big tonight if we get a hold of it. A personal thing with a holy God. And he comes down and begins to speak with, and the people begin to worship God. Amen. They begin to participate, and they begin to worship Him, they begin to pray, but most of them come be in submission to God. And when they got in a state of mind like that, praise God, they begin to realize their own sinfulness. And they begin to weep and mourn because they realize they broke the heart of God. But Nehemiah steps up and he said, hold on a minute. He said, hey, we're in a spirit of revival. Amen. We realize we've messed up. Praise God. Let's just repent of that and rejoice in the Lord. Amen. And having done all, just rejoice and give God glory. If we ain't careful, we're in a spiritual warfare. Christians are in a warfare tonight. But you're in a warfare, I'm in a warfare. We're all in a warfare. We're fighting. Amen. We have a fight and if we ain't careful in our Christian warfare, a Christian will begin to falter. Amen. We'll begin to falter in our work. And if we ain't very careful, we'll give up. Amen. We're apt to give. That's how people fall out, by the way. That's how people, they call backsliding. What they do, we just give up. We falter, and when we don't catch ourselves and allow the Lord to catch us. I like what the sister said a while ago, praise God. And I'm going to say, the Lord said, we're not those that fall away back into perdition, praise God. You know why? Because the Bible teaches me that God, I'm in God's hand. And praise God, I may stump my toe. I may stumble along, praise God, but praise God, God's got me. Amen. And if I go to fall, glory to God, I'm going to count on Him to catch me, praise God. And He'll lift me up, He'll set me back up, He'll clean me off, He'll help me and encourage me, praise God, and give me glory in my soul. Amen. But if we ain't careful, we see the enemy coming. And we get scared. Don't we? We see the enemy coming and we get scared. And we just, it's almost to the point of wanting to go away. There was a story in history they told us, and it was in, I forget the exact year, 1799 maybe or something like that, or maybe before that, when they was in Austria, and Napoleon was coming with his armies. And the folks looked up and they seen Napoleon's army advancing and coming into a little town in Austria. And they called a quick council together, Brother Rex, and they said, fellas, what are we going to do? We don't have the means to fight these folks. I guess what we got to do is just go ahead and surrender. Said, we don't have the means to fight. So we just have to surrender. But there was an old preacher there at that meeting that morning. And it just so happened it was Easter Sunday morning. And that old preacher said to, fellas, can I interject something here? And they said, you're a pastor, go ahead. He said, you know what? We've been pursuing this thing in our own fashion. We've been trying to look at this thing by our own means in our own way. But he said, let's do something. He said, this is Easter Sunday morning. He said, let's just ring the bells, praise God. Call the people in and just have church. Let's just worship God and put it in His hands. I said, let's say this. In that story, the Bible says that, the history tells us that they went out there and they began to ring those bells. And those fake people that were cowarding and hiding in their houses waiting on word. When they heard that church bell begin to ring, praise God, they come scurrying out of the house and went running into the house of God and began to praise God. But history said that Napoleon's army, when they heard them church bells ringing, they thought, oh my goodness, the Austrian army is here and we don't stand a chance. And they turned tail and they said, before the church bells quit ringing, there wasn't a Frenchman anywhere near that little town. Amen. What are you saying? I said that to say this. Sometimes we give up too quick. Amen. Sometimes we stop just short of really getting a hold of God. Amen. The devil's attacking us because we don't allow God to do the work for us. Now, the Bible, we know that we're going to be attacked. But Nehemiah said that the Lord is your strength. Amen. And that the Lord is your strength because of joy that we have in the Lord. Now Satan attacks us. He don't want us to have any joy. We go through trials because of the devil. We have burdens because of the devil. We have all kinds of difficulties in this world because of the devil. We have all kinds of circumstances we have to face because of the devil. Now listen, the devil's not omnipresent. But he can sure play havoc in your life. Amen? If we let him. But praise God, when we begin to trust the Lord, we begin to seek the things of God. See, the goal of the devil is to undermine our strength. If the devil can cut you off from your strength, then what he can do is he can deplete, not only take away our joy, but he can deplete us, take us away from our hope. That's what the devil would like to do. Get us to a place where there's no hope. There's a lot of folks today, there's a lot of our children, a lot of our loved ones, praise God, that are out there without any hope. And the only hope they got is what they can find out here in the world. Good luck with that. Amen? But Nehemiah says, hey, listen, your joy is in the Lord. Your joy is in strength, and your strength is in the Lord. Your strength is in the joy of the Lord. Amen. That makes the difference. And Nehemiah is telling us here. So without that joy, we're vulnerable to attack. Amen? Attack can come at any time. But that joy is what made... But Nehemiah says the joy, praise God, in what you're getting is what's making you strong. Amen? It's joy. It's joy. He said that word was coming in. They was receiving it, praise God. And that's what was making them strong. That's what made them realize they need to repent. Amen? I've told you time and time again that you'll never be stronger, praise God, than when you're on your knees. You'll never be stronger with the Lord than when you're on your knees, on your face before God. Crying out, praise God, from the depths of your soul. But praise God, but without joy, we don't have no strength. So what the devil's doing today, he's taking away our joy. And if he can take away our joy, then he saps us of our strength. The Bible even tells Proverbs that laughter doeth good like a medicine. Huh? Amen? So, if we lose our joy, praise God, we lose it all. And we don't have any help. And then we're vulnerable to the devil's attacks. How do we experience this joy? Nehemiah is telling us tonight how to experience joy. I don't know about you, I want to experience joy. Amen? I had my fill up to here with sadness. All the trials and tribulations, the difference and indifference and circumstances, amen, of this whole world, I'm about fed up with them. I'm looking for something else. Amen. But we can, how we experience joy, I'm talking about during attacks, when the devil's attacking us like they were on Nehemiah. I mean, the devil was coming at him hard. He was attacking him. Amen. How do we endure these attacks? Amen. When the pressure's on, when we're feeling the heat. When the old proverbial devils are breathing down your neck. How do you experience joy? Where does your joy come from? Nehemiah says our joy comes from the Lord. Amen. Where do we find that joy of the Lord? Where do we get that joy of the Lord? Amen. We get it when joy is our strength. Amen. That's what I want to preach on just a little while. When joy is our strength. I want to give you about five things tonight right quickly on how this, if God will be our help on how joy, when joy is your strength, what you can have. Joy is your strength when you remember your salvation. Amen. Joy is your strength when you remember where God brought you from. You can have joy in your strength. Praise God when you realize that God saved you, that He was that propitiation for your sins, that He come to where we was. Praise God that He paid the price of sin. Amen. He bought us with a price. So when we remember salvation, that salvation is of the Lord. That's what Nehemiah tells us here. Tells the children of Israel here in verse 12. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. They understood the Word of God. And when we understand the Word of God tonight, praise God, we understand, praise God, it's our salvation. Amen. Joy in the strength of our salvation, praise God, because God the Savior came down and He died for us. That through Him, praise God, we might be set free. Amen. That He was manifest in our lives. Hello? That the Lord Jesus Christ was manifest in our lives. We've seen Him, praise God, with our spiritual eye. We recognized who He was and we received Him for who He was. And He came in, praise God, birthed us into the family of God. So joy in our strength when we remember our salvation. We hear and understand what Christ did for us, that He was that payment for sin. Amen, praise God. Hey, listen, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, then we owe nothing else. The devil won't attack you. He won't bring it back up and say, well, wait a minute. What about back when you done such and such and so? Praise God, I say, glory to God, devil, I put it under the blood. Amen. That's been covered by the blood. That's been taken out of the way. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, that may be a stumbling block for you, devil, but it's not for me no more. Joy is my strength because of my salvation. I remember where Jesus brought me from. I remember what He done for me. I remember the faith that He gave me. Praise the Lord. Now that faith He gave me, that's a continuous thing. See, if we ain't careful, we get caught up. But faith in Him is continuous joy. It just continues to bubble out of us. Amen. We continue to get that joy, praise God, continually from the Lord. And it's like an artesian well. It's a bubbling up and it don't ever quit. There's a force underneath there that's constantly pushing it up. Amen. Glory be God. But if we ain't careful, we'll try to cap it off. Amen. Don't cap it off, praise God. Say, bubble, Lord, bubble, glory to God. Just keep pushing up, glory to God, and push it out. Amen. I like it that way. Amen. When God begins to run all over the place, and folks begin to realize who it is and what it is, amen, and begin to say, well, glory. Amen. I like what Isaiah says about that. Isaiah chapter 6, or 61. Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 10. The Bible says this, Isaiah says this, I was God. He said, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. You see that? The joy is our strength, praise God. We realize that we're clothed. We're not naked no more in our sin. We're clothed in our salvation. Amen. Hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh her himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, so we're getting a joy of strength, praise God, is in our salvation. When we realize what Jesus has done for us, praise God, He paid the debt once and for all. Amen. And it's done. It's finished. When He said it's finished on Calvary, praise God, the work of Calvary's finished. Now we got some people that had been mentioned several times here. Got some people that are trying to rise up and put us back under the law. God forbid. Why would anybody want to go back under the law of the do's and don'ts, praise God, when we can accept the Lord Jesus? He said, my burden's light. Amen. He said, that load of the law, he said, hey, you couldn't do it anyway. But he said, I've got a burden that's light, praise God. And our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, the perpetuation of our sins. Praise the Lord. That's what makes the difference. In Isaiah, praise God, he said, hey, listen, the joy is in our salvation. Amen. The joy of our strength is in our salvation. But he doesn't stop there. He goes on in Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 3. In verse 18, well, let's go back to verse 17. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 17. Now watch this. If you folk here that's like me and you kind of, the old bit devil's trying to beat you up physically. Amen. He's trying to make you endure some things. Praise God that man ought to have to endure. But we do because we're in this old sin-cursed world. But Habakkuk, he says this. If you got an old King James, it's in an old Scofield Study Bible, it's page 958. He says this, he says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herds in the stall. Sounds pretty dismal, don't it? Everything, there's nothing growing, there's nothing being raised, there's nothing living, there's nothing being sustained. He said, it's a pretty pitiful situation that we're in here in this old world. Amen. But listen what he says in verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God, what? Of my salvation. Well, glory. Amen. He said, everything around me is falling apart. But he said, praise God. I'm just going to praise God anyway. Goes in verse 19. Said, the Lord God is my strength. Amen. And he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places. Amen. So praise God. When the joy is our strength, praise God, when we remember the salvation of the Lord. In other words, it don't matter how bad it gets here, we can look up and say, glory to God, this is as bad as it'll get. Amen. Glory to God, it don't matter. If it gets dismal by morning, Brother Rex, and we have to live in a cardboard box under a bridge, praise God, that'll be, hey, and if it gets worse than that, then that's as bad as we'll have to endure. And in just a little while, we'll outstrip all that, and we'll say, glory be to God, amen. And so shall, and we'll be with the Lord, so shall we ever be with the Lord. All that stuff's behind us. Just light affliction, so Paul said. Amen. Chained up, beat up, bowed down, stone cast outside city, left for dead. Praise God. He said, just light afflictions. Amen. Just passing the light afflictions. Glory to God. Looking for glory. Light afflictions. So our joy is our strength. But when we remember our salvation, praise God. The joy is our strength when we abide in Christ. Amen. We abide in Christ and He is our strength. I won't say just like Lord, that's that continuous strength. It isn't a fading strength. When we abide in the Lord, it's that vine He talks about. See, Bible says we're grafted in. Amen. Whole Gentile dogs, praise God, we're not Jews, but say praise God, Lord loved us, that He grafted us in. Amen. And He grafted us into the vine. Amen. Made us part of the vine. Now what happened, a whole lot of folks say, amen, we've never been grafted in right. And we're not part of that vine. If we're not part of the vine, you're trying to grow out here by yourself. I'm going to say that won't work. There's no nourishment in that. Amen. You may have a come to myself minute. You may have a one of them New Year's resolutions. But I won't say, praise God, if we're not grafted into the vine, praise God, then we're going to starve out. Amen. We got to have our strength from the vine. We have to abide in Lord Jesus Christ. Look at John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Let's go back to verse 5. We'll go back to verse 4. Abide in me and I in you. That's pretty straightforward, isn't it? Jesus said, now this is that red writing, amen. Don't you like a red writing? That's Jesus speaking. He said, abide in me and I in you. as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. You know what I just said? Amen? He said, I am the vine. So in case there's any doubt of where you get your nutrients from, Jesus is the vine. Amen? So if you're going to be fed, you're going to have to be fed through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that feeds us. You say, preacher, I thought that was the Holy Ghost. He said, I'll send a comforter. Amen. He said, hey, I've got somebody that takes care of stuff for me now. He said, He said, I'm sending all straight from the Father. It's coming from the banquet table itself. Praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. So there you are. So He's the vine, we're the branches. If you're going to be fed, you've got to be part of the vine. Amen. Hey, listen, I took my grapevines. They got away from me. The one coming up the driveway, and that thing for about 3 or 4 years, it just went on its own. Wasn't producing nothing, but it was growing. That thing, I had to drag grapevines, plumb out the top of the trees. Cut them off, pulled them out of the trees. But I took them things, I got the notice, and I took them things, cut them off, drug them down that tree. I rolled them things, took them down there and throwed them in a brush pile. Spring come along, the spring rains and everything, all that. And you know what? Them things didn't do nothing. They're just as cold and dried and stiff and dried up as can be. You know why? Because they're not connected to the vine. Amen. If we're not connected to the vine, we'll dry up. Amen. But joy is our strength, praise God, when we're connected to the vine. The Lord Jesus Christ, amen. He makes the difference when we're connected to the vine. He said, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Wonder why so many folks is unfruitful. Wonder why many so-called Christians aren't putting out any fruit. He said, well, preacher, you're being judgmental. No, I'm just looking for fruit. Amen. Now, I found a whole lot of fruits. Amen. Out here, there's a whole lot of fruits that call themselves Christians. But I'm not looking for fruits. I'm looking for the fruit. Amen. Amen. And amen, if they're not connected vine, praise God, you can tell if they're not producing fruit because they're not hooked up right to the vine. We get hooked up right to the vine. The joys are strength when we're hooked up to the vine. Amen. He goes on, verse 6, said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them in the fire, and they are burned. Amen. So see what happens when you're not hooked to the vine? Amen. The ones that's not producing, they cut off and they got rid of. Amen. Praise God. We got to stay hooked up to the vine. That's where our strength is. There's joy in the strength of being hooked to abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it takes that regular application, praise God, to stay hooked up. To stay part of the vine. If we ain't careful, we'll get sleuthful in our studies and sleuthful in our looking through and sleuthful in our instruction, praise God, and we'll forget where we're supposed to be. Amen. Jeremiah deals with that. Over in Jeremiah chapter 15. Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 11. He says this, verse 16. He said, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Did you see what he says? He said, thy words were found. In other words, he was a looking. They was a seeking after something, praise God, and they found it. And he said, and I did eat them. In other words, he took them in. They became part of him. I believe a lot of times we go to the church and we sit there and we about halfway listen, but we don't take it in what God's trying to give us. So we go off just as empty as we came. But he said, I took them in. He said, I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. So joy is our strength, praise God, when we're rejoicing in the Lord, when we're applying it to our lives, and we're growing in the Lord. Amen? When we're abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ, when we're part of the vine, when we're partaking of the vine. Amen? And the natural result of abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know what that is? That's joy. Amen. That's joy. Look what he says. Look what he says back over in John chapter 15 in verse 11. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Amen. See, when we abide in Him, He abides in us. The joy is our strength, praise God, when we abide in the Lord and He in us. And our joy then, He said, is overflowing. Amen. See, Nehemiah knew what he was talking about when he was talking about the joy of the Lord. Amen. He said, our strength is in our rejoicing in God. Bless His holy name. Our joy is our strength. Amen. When we remember salvation, when we abide in the Lord Jesus Christ. But our joy is our strength also when we serve the Lord. Amen. Our joy is our strength when we serve the Lord. Psalms 100 in verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. See, I think sometimes we think, well, the serving the Lord is a hard thing. It's a drudgery. It's something that we have to do. No, it's something that we get to do. Amen. We get to serve the Lord. Praise God. And he said, if you're going to serve Him, praise God, don't go around with a pout. Go out with a shout. Praise the Lord. Tell everybody, see how good God is. Amen. He just keeps getting better. Say, how good is He? Say, I don't know. He just keeps getting better and better. Amen. But one thing about Him, I've never found nothing bad about Him. Praise God, He just keeps getting better. Every day of my life, praise God, the Lord just keeps getting better and better. But if we're going out and to serve the Lord, joy is our strength, praise God, when we serve the Lord, and we serve the Lord by serving others. Amen. Did you hear what I said? We serve the Lord when we're serving others. Amen. When we're serving us, when we're out there trying to help and encourage somebody else, but we're serving them expecting nothing. Hello? Now see, it's pretty easy to serve the Lord when you know you're going to get something, get a payback. I'm going to serve the Lord, I'm going to go do such and such for such and such, but a month down the road, I'm going to expect Him to do something for me. I'm going to expect Him to pay back the favor. But see, that's not serving the Lord. That's serving self. It's kind of like these self-service gas stations. Praise God, you pull up there and getting what you can. Amen. But serving the Lord, praise God, is serving it when we expect nothing in return. Amen. We're just serving because we can for the glory of God. Amen. We're serving because there's a reward, but it's a reward that's out of this world. It's not of this world. Amen. It's something that we expect, praise God, from serving Him down the road. Look at Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. The Bible says it. We'll go back to verse 9. It says, but beloved, we are persuaded better things for you. Now, Hebrews chapter 6, we preached on this a while back, and it's not about being lost and saved and saved and lost. It's about serving the Lord. It's about getting in our praise, God, really realizing what you've got and serving the Lord Jesus Christ in the full capacity of the Lord. So he goes on, he goes through that, he gets to verse 9, he said, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. In other words, we've told you about this other stuff, but he said, this is what I expect from you. Now look at verse 10. Amen. He says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. Amen. Which you have showed toward His name in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And do minister. Amen. So he said, joy is our strength, praise God, when we're serving the Lord because we can. Because we get to. Amen. Because there's reward in serving the Lord and seeing people, praise God, filled with the joy of God's strength. Amen. God moves upon them and you get to see it. You get to be partakers of it. Praise the Lord. So it's joy in our strength, praise God, when we're serving the Lord. But joy is our strength also, praise God, when we're sharing the gospel. Amen. When we're taking the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ out into the lost and dying world, compelling folks to come in. Jesus speaks of this. He compares this. He compares it of lost sheep. Amen. Sheep that's lost and sheep that's found. In Luke chapter 15, The Lord speaks of these lost sheep that are lost and that are found. In Luke chapter 15, verse 4, He said, "What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find?" Ain't you glad Jesus done that for you? Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Come to where you was at in a wilderness of sin, in a wilderness of worldliness. Come to where you was at, praise God. Showed you that he left. Glory be to God. Left everything behind. Come to where you was and showed you that he loved you. Amen. Come looking for you specifically. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm glad he did that for me. Because when Jesus goes looking for, he generally finds what he's looking for. Amen. Praise be to God. Ain't that something? Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. And so it goes on verse 5, says, "And when he hath found it, he laid it on his shoulders." Glory be to God. He found you out there in the wilderness. Filthy and nasty and unbegotten. And praise God, he got you up. Glory to God. Amen. He put you on his shoulders. Amen. Pray God take you back to the house. And he said, "Well, glory, thank you, Father." Amen. That was lost. Glory to God. He said, "It's found." He took you ever so tenderly, praise God, upon his own shoulders. Amen. Carried you. Hey, listen. To carry you unto himself. Praise God. What a Savior we have tonight. Don't you think? Amen. Joy is our strength, praise God, when we're sharing the gospel, what Jesus has done for us. He said, "When he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and his neighbors and saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost." Amen. Glory be to God. The glory bell's ringing because he found that sheep that was lost. Praise be to God. Ain't that something? Come seeking to save that was lost. When he finds it, he's rejoicing. Praise God. Amen. But I want to say, I got to look at this morning out there in the study, and I about had me a spell. Because I want to say, glory be to God, not only was Jesus rejoicing, but they was rejoicing all around. Amen. The Bible tells us here that verse 7, he said, "I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 persons which need no repentance." But then he goes on in verse 10. And he goes on in verse 10 and he says this. He said, "Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." I said, glory to God. I got to think about it. Then the Bible tells here that they's rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. He said they's rejoicing in heaven. They's rejoicing in the angels over one old sinner that repenteth. Amen. They's rejoicing, praise God, in the heart of that Christian that was saved because they repented. Amen. There's rejoicing in that soul winner, praise God, who's able to see that old sinner saved and repented. Glory to God. It's altogether lovely, praise God. There's joy in our strength, praise God, when we share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Amen. But not only that, he said there's joy and strength, praise God, when we have a hope of eternity. There's joy in our strength when we have hope of eternity. Amen. That this is not just a fleeting thing that's passing by a moment and it's gone, praise God. It's forever and eternal. Amen. Something that never ends. Listen, if you're a child of God now, if you're really a born-again child of God, praise you, you'll always be a born-again child of God throughout all eternity. Amen. Just because we can't see eternity now don't mean it ain't real. Praise God. It's just as real as we're sitting here this morning. Praise God. But he tells us over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Amen. Now this is what Paul was taught. I was talking about Paul a while ago. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17. He said, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment." You know, he's talking about all the trials and persecutions and ridicule and everything you go through, the afflictions of the flesh that we go through in this world. He said, these light afflictions, he said, they're temporal. They're just going to last a little while. He said, these light afflictions, amen, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. In other words, he said, this is where the reward comes in. He said, joy is our strength, praise God, when we have the hope of eternity, because that is where the rewards are. Amen. He said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, temporary. Amen. Fading away. Going out of existence. Going out of style. Amen. But praise God, he said, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. Amen. Joy is our strength, praise God, when we have hope in eternity. Amen. You know that hope? That faith with the expectation of a better day someday. Amen. It's just right on the horizon, by the way. Lord God, Jesus is coming. You say, preacher, I've heard that all my life. Well, keep listening, praise God. He's coming. Amen. Ain't going to be long. He's coming. We're going. Just get ready. He said, just rejoice, Lord, the joy of our strength, praise God. You say, well, preacher, I've heard that all my life. Well, Jesus is saying yesterday and forever. Amen. He changes not. He's still coming. Amen. He tells us that, by the way, in Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And forever. He's always the same. He don't ever change. So praise God, when we rejoice in our strength, who's our strength? Our strength is in the vine. The vine is Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, we graft it in, Lord God. We get our strength from Him. So joy is our strength. Amen. Joy is our strength when we remember our salvation, when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we abide in Him, when we serve the Lord, when we share the gospel, and we have hope in eternity. Amen. And what I'm saying is hope in that we can't see right now. We can't see it. We can't see heaven. We can't. But boy, every now and then, remember that message I preached one night about lift me up just a little higher? Glory to God, just lift me up just a little. Well, I want to peek in so bad. I like to just look in and see, praise God. But I've got a high expectation what it's going to be like. It's going to be a grand and glorious place. Praise the Lord. Joy is our strength, praise God, when we're trusting in the Lord with all of our heart, mind, soul, and our strength, praise God, when God becomes God and Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Joy, Nehemiah said, praise God, look where He brought you from. See what He says in the Word. He said, joy is your strength. Amen. Where's your joy? Amen. Where's your joy? In the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our joy is in the Lord. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Hey, they couldn't take it if they want to. Amen. Our strength. Joy is our strength. Praise God. In the Lord Jesus Christ. Just remember where He brought you from. Amen. Remember what He wants to do for you. Remember what He did for you. Praise God. All for His glory. That our hope would be eternal. Praise God, because He said, all them that You give me, Father, He said, I want them all to be with me where I am. Amen. He said, I'm not going to have some here and some there and some over yonder. He said, praise God. He said, I'm going to gather them all in. Amen. Glory be God, because He is our strength. And when it comes gathering day, praise God, He's going to do the gathering. Amen. And Nehemiah said, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord, your strength. He's my strength. He's our strength. The joy that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Ain't you glad tonight that we have joy in the Lord? Amen. Our joy is in the Lord. If our joy was in things that happen around us, see, that's what happiness is. And happiness, it'll let you, it'll lead you, it'll drop you low. But praise God, when you got joy in the Lord, then happiness moves right up there with it. Amen. And happiness and joy go hand in hand, praise God, when your joy is in the Lord. But if we put our joy in everything, anything else, praise God, we're just cheating ourselves. Amen. But our strength, joy is our strength in the Lord. Amen.